South Korea shut its doors to U.S. imports in 2003 after a cow in Washington state tested positive for mad cow disease. Despite protests, South Korean officials say they'll lift the ban on U.S. beef. The conditions are that only beef younger than 30 months will be brought into their country. Dan Vogel of the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says that historically, Wisconsin beef has been a major export to South Korea.
We hit a high point around 2001, 2002, where we were just in frozen beef products exporting over $27 million worth of product to the Korean Republic. And of course, when mad cow disease hit, that dwindled down to nothing.
And Terry Quam of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association says the reopened market should benefit the local industry.
Certain cuts of beef are desired in different parts of the world. The Asian market, your Eastern European market, your American market, they all cook a different type of beef. And the more markets we can open up to use every segment of the beef animal and get the products to where we can get the most value out of them, it eventually adds to the bottom line of the Wisconsin cattlemen.
The USDA says that until 2002, South Korea imported more U.S. beef than any country except Japan and Mexico. Jesse Boyett Anderson, Wisconsin Public Radio.